Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Hi, this is Vince Martinelli of Right Hand Robotics. You're listening to the New Warehouse Podcast. And my safety tip today is pallets. They're very tempting when you see a pallet on the floor to stand on it for whatever reason, maybe to reach up on a shelf or something. But they're not intended for that. And if they break or you stumble or something, you can very quickly twist an ankle or hurt it if you happen to break through a damaged pallet and it breaks while you're standing on it. So safety tip is never stand on a pallet.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by Vince Martinelli, who is the head of product and marketing at Right Hand Robotics. Vince has been on the show a few times, most recently back in December, where we were kind of talking about the current state of the industry and automation and kind of some of his predictions for 2021 as well. So we're going to be talking about Right Hand Robotics' new product offering, which is Right Pick 3, which they just announced. We're recording now during ProMat DX. So they just announced for the show. So he's going to give us a little bit of information about that and what the how that works and everything about that. So Vince, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here. Great to be chatting with you. Was it a year ago we were at MODEX in person still talking to one another? I guess it seems like 5 years ago, but here we are.
It does seem like 5 years ago. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was just a little over a year ago, and it was like the last real in-person thing, honestly, before everything shut down. So it's definitely a bit strange this year, right?
Kevin, at ProMat DX this week, we launched Right Pick 3. It's our third generation of our autonomous robotic picking platform. And again, it's only about 4 years ago that Right Hand Robotics first came out with this type of product, the Right Pick system. Well, one of the first, if not maybe the first company to be sort of specializing and focusing on commercializing this for warehouses and e-commerce fulfillment centers and so on. And in 2019, we announced the second generation, Right Pick 2, and then because in addition to being the product guy, I'm the marketing guy. We stayed up really late one night and said, what are we going to call the third generation? And we said, hey, Right Pick 3, there you go. Said, you know, those guys with the iPhones, they just always have a number at the end. They're pretty good at this stuff. So why reinvent the wheel, right? So anyways, Right Pick 3, it really culmination of, you know, the last 4 or 5 years of project experience, customer experience, also piggybacking on, you know, new technology as it becomes available and so on. I think the two key things we've really tried to work on here is making it simpler for integrators, you know, to adopt it into their ecosystem, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then for customers, now that we, you know, it's very different when you have one robot and working in some kind of pilot mode or test facility, right, versus having a fleet that's being run by a production team, you know, not the advanced engineering guys from the customer, but now the day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. You know, you need some fleet management tools, dashboards, analytics, these types of things as well. And anyway, so, you know, Right Pick 3, going back about 18 months ago or so, we started to think about the next version, and we looked at the state of the various components and technologies. And a couple of things we did. One is we made the system more modular. And you won't see this so much if you just watch the robot picking. It looks a lot the same. It's really some of the under-the-hood features about what we do in the computing platform, how we manage, you know, power and network and the safety systems is another thing. I think we've got more experience now. We've spent, you know, additional time making sure that as it relates to various compliance standards and how we work with partners who may, you know, where they draw the boundaries between who's responsible for what aspect of safety and so on is really important to have clarity around that. So we spent a lot of time on that. So now there's several modules that make up Right Pick 3. I won't name them all, but one that we put into some of our launch materials is we talk about the Right Pick processor, which is really the core where the higher end, you know, software algorithms, all the AI runs. We're running on some newer generation GPUs. We talk about it being in a dual parallel sort of architecture. Yeah. So basically, it's like having two minds, you know, the robot can be planning one thing and thinking about and assessing something else, you know, in short. And these new cards, you know, the GPUs evolve pretty quickly. When we look at benchmark testing of the just the raw computing power of the GPUs in particular, it's about 6x of what we had in just the last generation, right? 6x faster. Doesn't mean every cycle is 6x faster, but in some cases it means we can do more processing within the cycle. And again, one example of that in the Paltech case study that we shared previously, our project in Japan, We're imaging to decide what to pick. But once we pick it, we're imaging to understand how we're holding it, what the size of the object is, and we're imaging to look at where we're going to place it and make decisions about how to place it. So we're careful and precise about that. And again, all of these imaging, image processing, and planning steps, you know, they can take a lot of compute power. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot of it in real time. So our edge compute platform got an upgrade, safety and controls, dashboards. And then actually another thing we talk about a little bit is item management. And customers are used to things like slotting plan. You know, how am I going to slot my inventory, my fast movers, slow movers, and things like that. And, you know, how much cubic volume do they take? Do I store them in my ASRS totes with subdividers? Or you know, how do I consolidate inventory? All these kind of things. They haven't really had to think about inventory management as it relates to robotic picking.
Right.
Now, generally speaking, we try to make the robot pick as many things as it possibly can, but you may want to store things in your AutoStore ASRS or whichever type you have, but you may want to store things in it that aren't as good for robots to pick, you know, or don't pick at all, you know? And so you need to have ways to identify that in the either WMS or WCS so that you route pickable things to the robot, and you may have other stations where you have associates working. Mm-hmm. But then the robot, of course, is capturing information and learning how well did it pick SKU number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 versus 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And if one of them is causing it a headache, and it picked it 10 times this week, but every time it took 30 seconds instead of 3 seconds. Well, if we can give you a report and you're the operations person, you can look and say, well, hey, what is it with that SKU? Oh, I see. We're jamming it into the bin in such a way that the robot can't reliably grab it. Maybe we change our put-away step or something, right? Or maybe it's just a particular type of item that is going to always cause the robot a hard time. Yeah. Let's route it differently and make a different decision. So anyways, the fact that we can start tracking, providing that insight to customers to make it easier. And again, I suspect, well, these are all new things that customers haven't had to think about previously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty interesting. And, you know, it's different for the customer. And, you know, I've been very much involved in a lot of different slotting projects throughout my career. And, you know, certainly, you know, that adds a whole nother layer to it. So the ability to be able to kind of see that and, you know, know, you know, what the reason may be and, you know, what the different positioning should be, even to think about, like you mentioned, the put away process and how the item is actually positioned in the location, the bin or whatever the case may be that it's picking from is like a whole another layer. But I think that the fact that you guys are being conscious of that and attacking that and letting it be easier for the customer to digest is certainly a powerful tool for the customer to use as well. Yeah. Yeah. So are you seeing that? Mm-hmm. I was going to say, are you seeing that? Because I know when we talked in December, right, we were talking about, you know, the interest in automation is even more kind of rapidly increasing as well. So are you seeing that through the beginning of this year, like there is a lot more adoption of your robots?
Yes. Let's see. Actually, we've, you know, signed a few projects. We haven't publicly announced the details, but so that's good news. We did a virtual show in Europe a few weeks back that was pretty successful. And even ProMat this week, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's a totally different experience, of course, doing the virtual shows. And so we'll see. It's probably too early this week. I mean, if I compare the foot traffic we used to get at the show, obviously that was a higher total number of people who came by the booth. But we are seeing pretty good. Actually, our numbers aren't bad at this point in the week. And we're also seeing pretty good quality of the kinds of folks who are at least taking time to peek in the booth. You know, again, it's harder to get the conversations going. Right. That you normally would. So we'll see how it pans out over the next couple of weeks as we, you know, continue to engage and talk to people we meet this week. But I do see when I look at their list of interests, because I think in some of the profiles it says, you know, what things are they interested in.
Right.
And we also talk to industry analysts and other people as well. And I think robots of all types, AMR, of course, but also the picking robots and like ours, also palletizing, depalletizing. You know, there's just so much news coming out and buzz that everyone's mind. So I think it's, you know, the kinds of investments that have been in the news recently and all this kind of stuff. It's a pretty hot time. So we're seeing some of that. Again, there's the hype and then there's the reality, right? So we're very cognizant of that. So again, part of my job when I'm not marketing on the product side, product management and really getting into the feature definitions and working with our engineering teams and so on, trying to make sure we're building the right things. You know, that's when you really got to, so much of Right Pick 3 is driven by pushing from, you know, 99% reliability through 99.5 towards 99.9 and so on, right? Because again, if you go up to any operator at the warehouse and say, what do you care about most in your new operation? New automation. First word out of their mouth is reliability, right?
Right.
I want to know it works all the time. And if it's fast and it doesn't work all the time, it's no good. Right? You know? So got to make it more and more robust, reliable, and easy for people to run every day. So if you look at the adoption curve for the piece picking robots, like Right Pick 3, it's moving pretty fast that people, they're using them enough, and again, not just ours, of course, there's other guys out there, right, to be fair. But they're using them enough to where, you know, that matters. The reliability matters, right? You're way past the demo stage or the science project phase on this stuff. So that's, you know, that's been true for a year or two now, at least, maybe, as we pass millions of picks and so on in multiple sites. But anyways, I think Right Pick 3 is the next, for us anyways, and I think for some of our partners, is something that can move pretty quickly from here on forward. I think we're pretty excited about it.
And now a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Supply Chain Mavens. The past year has been full of fascinating and complex supply chain news, from shortages and forecasting challenges, to issues with COVID-19 test components, to the never-before-seen speed to market of the vaccine. In the past year, logistics and supply chain professionals like you have been nothing short of miracle workers. Supply Chain Mavens helps your team to continuously improve by developing tailored training solutions to enhance your team's competencies so they can successfully work across all aspects of supply chain. They offer exam preparation for the coveted APIX, certified in logistics, transportation, and distribution designation, as well as education in topics across the supply chain. Visit them at supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse to learn how they can help you advance your team's performance. That's supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse. Now back to the show. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's interesting at the next iteration for you guys. And, you know, I'm curious how much of the RightPick 3, I mean, like you mentioned in the beginning, you know, you've been around since 2017, and you know, this is the third version, right? The number three. So,
yeah.
You know, how much of this update or upgrade was, I guess, kind of stemmed and pushed for from a customer perspective?
Well, you know, we're constantly engaging directly with customers on our projects, as well as through our integrator partners and network, if you will. So I don't know, we tend to sift, you know, through all of that and build our sort of roadmap and requirements definitions based on that. So actually, and it's interesting because there's often no one customer who asks for like all the things at once, right? There's often one issue. Yeah. So this customer says, oh man, if you could make this better, I'd be happy. And another customer says, maybe doesn't care about that. There's some other aspect of the system. So, you know, part of the fun of this game is looking across all of that and kind of rolling it up and then going back and forth with our CTO and our engineering team and the vision scientists and AI guys and saying, how would we build this if we had to deliver this functionality or that? And, you know, if it's impossible, you got to try to find another way to do it. But often you let those guys get creative and they come back with a couple of ways, and then they make the argument that, you know what, if we went and executed and built it this way, here's some advantages, here's how that becomes good across all the customers and useful. So it's part art and part science, right? And that's
right.
So yeah, there's probably not one customer specifically that RightPick 3 is designed for, but among the set that we've worked with and understand, which is a pretty good sized group now, it's you know, it'll be noticeably better on many, many fronts. And you know, we've also for a couple of years talked about support for a variety of robot arms. That's part of RightPick 3. We haven't made any new product claims there really, but we're partly for reach considerations. There's times where you need to extend the robot out toward maybe a 2-meter reach or so. And that forces you to look at different options to cover either some bigger totes or a few more totes around the robot, things like that. So these all have been factored in, although we haven't made specific announcements around that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I was curious about that because, you know, there's kind of especially in the space that you guys are in, because it's like a very innovative space and still progressing. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, customers are not necessarily used to working with the robots, and I'm sure many times it might be the first exposure they have to that type of automation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting balance of, you know, how much do you listen to the customer and what they want, and how much is, you know, you have to kind of think of what the customer will want, right? Because they're not so familiar with the technology yet. So it's an interesting balance.
Yeah. I think the part that certainly the folks who run warehouses know really well how people interact with automation.
Right.
In fact, we have a console, so there's sort of a kiosk stand that's near the robot now with the console. It's a sort of the HMI interface. Again, shame on me for not mentioning this sooner. But, you know, let's suppose for whatever reason you need to change the gripper out or swap the suction cup on the gripper or something. And so someone needs to go over to the cell, access it safely, then come back out and restart it. So if you go back 4 years ago, that would have required, you know, a laptop and a keyboard and one of our engineers to do that, probably, right? and then, you know, Rightpick, certainly somewhere between Rightpick 1 and 2, mm-hmm. we get it to the point where there's a button box controller or kind of a rudimentary GUI, if you will, but still not something that like what we have today, which makes it more like you're going to the ATM. If you stand in front of the HMI screen, you know, it's going to flash that. It's going to ask you, what transaction do you want to do today? Oh, I'm here to do a maintenance task. Okay, you push the button for maintenance. The menu comes up. You say, you know, gripper swap. And then you go about your business. But it interacts with and understands the light curtain safety aspects, you know, and make sure that our safety controllers properly shut the robot down so it's you can access it. That gives you some ability to move the arm as you need to position it to do the job. Then when you exit, again, very simple steps to follow to restart everything safely as you exit, right? So, and again, if you have day in and day out, you know, multiple shifts and different folks coming and going who may be responsible for running or managing the robot fleet, yeah. this kind of ease of use and is really important.
Yeah, definitely. I think that makes it so much more approachable, I guess, from an operator perspective, right? It's not so scary if it's that easy to use and it doesn't seem that complicated. And like you said, you know, the number one thing operators want is they want the reliability. So the fact that they can easily go in and do what they need to do on that little kiosk that you were mentioning, I think is definitely a step in the right direction and one that will certainly be helpful in getting that adoption rate up as well. So yes. Is there anything else that we should know about the Rightpick 3 or what's coming up for Right Hand Robotics?
Let's see. Well, we always have a few things still coming, but no, for now, again, there's a nice, we published a video this week on YouTube that highlights some of the features and that is hopefully entertaining and not as well as informative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're ready to engage with folks and talk about it more. And I think we'll find it as a, you know, those people who are interested and need this sort of help in their warehouses or again, as an integrator, if they want to make this part of their suite of MHE systems that they offer to people, mm-hmm. we've tried to make that as simple as possible to move forward. So, yeah, we're excited about it. Look forward to talking to more people.
Definitely, and hopefully we can't wait to see it in person soon, hopefully, right? We get back to that normalcy, right?
Right.
So, Vince, I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about Rightpick 3. Always a pleasure to have you on. So how can people find out more information about Right Hand Robotics?
Yep, they can go to our website at righthandrobotics.com. Probably the best place to start. And we freshened that up earlier this year, so it's got more info and... that's the best place to check us out.
All right, great. And we'll put that information on the newwarehouse.com as well. So, Vince, thank you again for your time.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.